Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining me here. If you found yourself here, there may be a message for your healing journey, soul's evolution, transformation, or simply information. Today, friends, I would like to kind of guide you into more of a positive word base. You know, there's a lot of things in life that tear us down without lifting us back up. So we must make a conscious effort, which is to lift ourselves up, including the high vibes in life. You know, you can go to places where you feel really great, exuberant, right? You just feel top of the world, top of the mountain type things. And then you enter other places where you're not feeling so great. Is it your favorite restaurant? Or maybe you're going to shop for something or taking the family out on a little vacation. What makes you feel good? Are there words that are welcoming, or do you feel like you don't matter? Well, it's important to have high vibe words in your vocabulary, which correlates with faster healing, manifestation, and or your intention, including your goals. Sort of gives a spark and an oomph to things that matter. Why? Because when you have a drive to accomplish better things for yourself, such as healing, we need to be gentle and free of anything that's less than desired. If this makes sense, maybe try this on for a while. Do we have too many problems in life? Now, I know your mind just went bananas and thought about all the problems you have, anywhere from maybe you need to get your car fixed to the dryer doesn't dry, or maybe the dishes are still sitting there. The kids have to go to the dentist, at school, back to school, supplies, you went bananas, right? Versus a solution. We've got this. Let's go ahead and make a list and prioritize what needs to be done. Can you dry the dishes yourself? Yes, you can. Make dinner. Everybody brings it over there like old school. My grandparents used to do that and I witnessed it. One would wash, one would dry, and I would put away. Beautiful. Solution. And we got to have lots of fun conversations. And after, we had dessert. Beautiful. So, just prioritize what needs to be done today at this very moment. And what didn't get done today, well, it's on the list for tomorrow, which you can keep at the kitchen table so you can have a peaceful rest. Problem solved. Then you keep moving. If you're not sure how to get something solved or fixed, have your divine team show you the right person for the job. It's okay. Ask for help. Do you have a lot of drama in your life? Where does this sit in your body? Can you feel it in your stomach? Something right around your rib area? Where is it? Does it cause pain or maybe heartache? Or do you feel stable? What brings you stability? What's comfortable? Of course, we all have comfortable shoes, clothes, and a chair or a couch, sofa, whatever it is. What is it that brings you stability? If it doesn't, maybe it's classified on the other side of drama. Well, how do we change that? Do you have a lot of rude people around you? Saying things, lewd, rude comments, snide comments or remarks behind your back, talking, gossiping, bullying? Or do you have thoughtfulness? That was so nice that you did that. I was talking to my son the other day, you know, at my storage, picking up a few things. And it was the first time this ever happened. I could see a couple there, older, clearly downsizing. He had this sweatshirt on, and it was hot out. But it says, I, and a red heart, which was huge, right over his heart. Am in, very small words, and gratitude. And his wife was very much disheveled, bringing all Christmas wrappings and all of their stuff in their truck to put it in storage. Clearly downsizing, you know, transitional times in life. But he was in gratitude, very, very gratitude, right? Very living high vibe gratitude, thoughtful. And why was he thoughtful to me? As I was leaving, he had to push the button. He said, let me get that for you, even though his wife was in distress. And she was like, oh my God, upset beyond belief. But he was trying to be in gratitude for transitional changes And I was too. Then you don't have to get out of the car, push the button, and the gate opens. It was brilliant. So I said, you know, lip service, thank you. I appreciate that. First time anybody did that, even though sometimes people are always around. He went back to her, you know, he didn't give her a hug, but it was a half hug per their generation, put his arm on her shoulder and looked at her, and I could read the lips, and he said, it's going to be okay, honey. Now that made me tear up, because what a beautiful person to have in that relationship. Maybe he was the more empathetic one, and she was definitely having a harder time. And he was living in gratitude. Now, I don't know if there was panic in the parlor, but he seemed really calm. So, he was thoughtful, living in gratitude, per his t-shirt or sweatshirt, and he actually had action-based to prove that he was, for me, a stranger. And then he went back to his beautiful bride and told her it was going to be okay. Very warm, right? Warm versus a freezing moment. She was fretting the change and upset and thinking Christmas, because that's what she had in her hand, how that was going to work out. She was already there and upset. And he was there with gratitude and thoughtfulness, saying it was going to be okay, that things weren't broken, they felt whole. You see how that works in community, to accept the things you cannot change, and the wisdom and great discernment to know the difference. I would guess that by Christmas time, they'll be more balanced. You see, they admired each other with respect, living in gratitude, and it wasn't jealousy, friends, at all. But he took time to open the door for me too. So I know he was a gentleman to her, caring for her, knowing and feeling out that he needed to be compassionate, living in his gratitude moment. It was beautiful. So did I ask or demand that he do this? No. It was beautiful. I was blessed, and nobody was angry or lonely at that very second. We were just all sharing a moment in time. So you see, positive and negative can be either abundance or maybe lack thereof. Maybe you feel like you're lacking something, making you feel less than desired, or maybe in the poorhouse. But it wasn't that at all. The high and low energies of every day can bring you anywhere that you recognized. Wherever you are is where you are. So use more positive words today, my friend. Lift up your vibe in any situation. If it doesn't work, maybe you can part peacefully with high vibe things, or maybe just dissipate the low vibes that maybe maybe they've termed out, you've outgrown. Yes, we can't put people in storage lockers. Well, according to some movies, they do. Or, you know, containers. They like to travel with those people around too, dead or alive, right? We've all seen it, not just movies. It happens in real time. I'm just saying, whatever's in your container, being your ticker, your tank today, try and use high vibe words if you're around people that it should matter. If it doesn't, that's okay to just say it to yourself. Admire yourself, accept the things you can't change, and the discernment to know the difference. Ask for what you need, not demand, and make sure you have some blissful moments. Sometimes that comes after a fit of anger or rage, right? Because we're so upset with the things that unfolded in our lives, making us feel desperate and in despair. But just know, friends, you're never alone. There's always somebody there on the other end of the line that can help, assist, purge, and, you know, help you with your pain. Reach out to those that care. Ask God and your dream team to help remove you and unchain you from any binds that burden you, and you're going to be okay. The God code is there. Whatever you need, you can unlock the door. And nothing is ever a life sentence. We just have to realize where we are and release the journey, the lessons, and of course, be in delightfulness at some point, because you deserve it. So friends, take care of you today. Know what matters. Live in maybe gratitude and be in joy when you can. And if you have painful moments that you need to purge, ask for assistance. Agent Assist. You know, Agent Ops are everywhere. Just ask and you shall receive. Take care of you, friends. Namaste.